USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's not flip-flopping, even though he backtracked previous comments on gun control and payroll tax cuts.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy.
As for his support for stronger background checks on guns,
I want guns to be in the hands of people that are mentally stable. And those people, I want them to easily be able to get a gun. But people that are insane, people that are sick up here, I don't want them to be able to get a gun.
Speaking before a Louisville trip, he said he was the chosen one when it comes to dealing with China. He tweeted a quote from USA's Wayne Allen Root, saying the Jewish people love the president like he's the king of Israel and the second coming of God. He defended his stance with China.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
President Trump is saying he scrapped his trip to Denmark after its prime minister rejected his idea to buy Greenland as an absurdity. Mita Fredrickson is expressing disappointment with the president's cancellation. She says again, Greenland is not for sale.
This has clearly been rejected by Kim Kielsen, a position that I share, of course.
His visit was scheduled for the beginning of September. He told reporters he was insulted by Fredrickson's one-word initial response.
The Prime Minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty.
And in Louisville, the president spoke at a vets convention. He said his administration will wipe out any student loan debt that's held by a disabled veteran.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors, it's gone forever.
Mr. Trump said his action will help those vets who sacrificed so much for their country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Could polluted air be causing depression? USA's Chris Barnes has the findings of a new study.
Researchers at the University of Chicago say air pollution may be linked to depression and other mental health disorders. They looked at data from Denmark and the U.S. and say it suggests that being exposed to poor air quality when you're young raises the risk of developing major depression, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia later in life. The scientists do say genetics and neurochemistry also likely play roles in whether a person develops mental illness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The CDC is releasing some information about measles. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. recorded 21 new measles cases last week, raising the total number of cases to just over 1,200 across 30 states in the worst outbreak of the virus since 1992. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Diane Hess, and she says keeping your children safe from the measles is not too difficult.
Get your family vaccinated on time. That's the first thing. So when your child is one, they're supposed to have the measles vaccine, and when they're four, they're supposed to have their booster. Do not refuse vaccines. Do not space out vaccines. Do not go to a pediatrician who would be willing to do this, because you will expose your child in the waiting room to a disease that is preventable. That's number one. Number two, if you live in an area where there is an outbreak, there's an option to immunize your baby as young as 6 months. So we can't immunize birth to 6 months, but once they're 6 months, we can give an extra dose of the MMR vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.